I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All By the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we have another Gilmore Girls for you today. Season 1, episode 14, That Damn Donna Reed.
Which is apparently a show. The Donna Reed Show. Interesting.
Is it?
God, I'm gonna look this up already. I've never heard of this. So here's another reference that we...
Donna Reed Show.
Don't know anything about. We rated the last episode very highly. I hope that this one is just as good. So far, season one is turned up great.
This looks like a housewife show.
Housewife.
Yeah, look at this. Look at these. That doesn't scream 50s housewife show.
Oh, it's an old show. Okay.
Black and white show.
Uh-huh. Okay, I bet we're going to see some clips from it in this episode, so here we go.
Or some themes.
Hello?
You got Mary Pizza?
Dean has come inside the front door.
Get in here.
Hey. Oh, we got Dean.
Sit, you're missing
it. Pizza.
What are we watching?
The Incomparable Donna Reed Show.
Oh!
What's in there?
A salad.
Salad?
Yeah, it's a quaint dish sometimes used to precede large quantities of pizza. It's for me.
Clearly.
Oh my gosh.
So, who's Donna Reed?
What? You don't know who Donna Reed is?
Me and you just now.
Quintessential 50s mom with the perfect 50s family.
That's what you literally just said.
I don't know who that is.
If you hit it with a hammer, would crack?
So, it's a show?
It's a lifestyle.
It's a religion.
My favorite episode?
Tell me.
Is when... their son, Jeff, comes home from school and nothing happens.
Oh, that's a good one. One of my favorites is when Mary...
like nothing happened at school, nothing dramatic?
And nothing happens.
Another classic.
Oh my
so,
God.
So, what's this one about?
This one is actually quite filled with intrigue. The husband, Alex, comes home late for dinner and he didn't call.
Might as well kick the dog, too.
Oh, she's making donuts.
Okay, we're watching this black and white.
Not that my sugary attitude wouldn't make anyone an instant diabetic.
Mother-daughter window washing. We should try that.
Yeah, right after mother-daughter shock treatments. You know, daughter, there's nothing more satisfying than washing windows. Oh, no.
Why? Did I miss a spot?
No, I just had an impure thought about your father, Alex. Funny. I don't know why I had it. It isn't the second Saturday of the month.
Hey, I heard you had an impure thought about me.
I must now sublimate all my impure thoughts by going into the kitchen and making an endless string of... perfect casseroles.
You're not even listening to the dialogue.
Ours is better.
I don't know. It all seems kind of nice to me.
What does?
Well, you know, families hanging together. I mean, a wife cooking dinner for her husband. And look, she seems really happy.
She's medicated.
And acting from a script.
Written by a man.
Well said, Sister Suffragette.
During a time period where
donuts and dinner for her family,
women were treated like that.
Nice for them. And...
oh, bad thing to say,
okay,
Dean.
I feel very unpopular right now.
The first 10 years we were married.
Red flag.
And you're not anymore?
Nope. You are no longer late for dinner. You're just extremely early for breakfast.
Lorelai's glaring at Dean.
Hey, I'm not saying a word.
Dean eating his salad. If you're out on oh man, yeah, that is a little bit dated of Dean to say.
Extremely.
And
you probably
weird.
Feel like a real third wheel right now with Rory and her mom.
Sorry for sounds from my computer. You can't hear them, but I can. I'm getting texts.
Who
to
are
respond.
You?
Danny is out that? Antiquing on Charles Street. So.
And you're not antiquing with it?
No, I gotta do this with you.
We could have postponed. Antiquing is fun.
Yeah. He just sent me these beautiful candelabras.
Oh, wow.
Actually, you gonna meet up sconces. With him after this? Sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry. And brains hurt. Yes, it's hypochondria. Okay, better bring the sound back up.
Last night when I was reading my biology chapters, I distinctly heard a ping in the vicinity of my brain.
Your brain pinged?
Yeah. Just went like dink.
Well, then how did your brain dink? It didn't ping.
Well, I don't think a dinking brain is any less worrisome than a pinging brain.
No, you got me there.
So should I go to a tumor doctor?
No, you don't have a tumor. You're reading too much. You're probably just losing your eyesight.
Thank you.
Hey, can you take a little constructive criticism?
No.
Okay, this place could use a makeover. Hmm? Yeah, it needs a sprucing up, like a coat of paint.
Why do you need to say that?
What do you mean you don't spruce?
What he means is he won't spruce. That's what he means.
Taylor, do not start.
Me and the rest of the town beautification committee have been
helping that's him.
For years to freshen
there
up
is
the place.
Yep.
Maybe a couple of nice zinnia pots out front, some yellow awnings, a peppy little cardboard pig announcing the specials, but he's a mule. He won't talk, he won't reason, he won't spruce. You might as well forget it, Lorelei. I'm forgetting it too.
Finally a Taylor Dozy position I can get behind.
Faded paint is a bad reflection on the whole town.
Whatever happened to giving up?
When standards slip, families flee, and in comes the seedy crowd. You got trouble, my friends.
Right here in River City.
This is not funny.
Is this true?
Does anyone want anything?
Yes, I do. I want to know why you won't paint this place.
Painting's a pain. I'd have to close the place for a day, which I can't afford, or paint it in the middle of the night, which I don't want to do because I hate painting.
Okay, how about this? I'll help you. I love to paint.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You love it?
I want to marry it.
You have strange passions.
She likes washing dishes, too. She's multifaceted abnormal.
Ah, come on. We'll drink a couple beers. We'll sing painting songs.
Painting songs?
Yeah, painting songs. Like, you know, the song that goes, grab your brush and grab your rollers, all you kids and all you bowlers, we're going painting today. Say yes,
this episode's going hard today.
Yeah,
Really? Oh my God,
yeah,
that's wonderful. Hurrah!
Taylor, it's not for you, it's for me.
I can't wait to tell the rest of the committee. They're not going to believe this.
He just up and left his lunch?
You'll drop a gum wrapper.
It's sitting right there. The whole lunch.
Yeah, it looks barely touched.
Kick-ass wine.
Okay, we are at
a poetic.
It's got
Grandma's.
A nice smell. Earthy, vibrant. You can taste the Italian's feet.
Well, it's a Bordeaux. It's French.
What's an Italian's foot doing in a French wine?
So when did you guys leave for Martha's Vineyard?
Ooh.
We're not going to Martha's Vineyard this year.
Really? Why not?
Our usual rental wasn't available when we inquired. Late.
We should have just bought a place years ago like I wanted.
You should have been prudent.
Now we have no place to go next week.
Well, you guys could always go somewhere else.
Why did they inquire
we'd
late?
We always go to the vineyard at this time of year.
Well, you know, you could break the chain, Dad. Go to Paris.
Yes, Paris.
Impressionism, poodles.
Creme brulee.
Oh, that's great.
Impossible.
Pourquoi? French.
We only go to Europe in the fall.
You know, Mom, I heard a rumor Europe's still there in the spring.
I heard that too.
We know that it's there in the spring, but we never go in the spring because we always go in the fall.
It's getting a little too Lewis girl for me.
But what is so interesting about Europe in the spring?
What?
Spring vegetables.
You want us to go to Europe to eat a vegetable?
No, Mom, I don't know. It's all kinds of stuff. There's festivals and, you know, Europe.
In the fall.
It costs a fortune to travel first class in Europe. We only do it every 2 years.
In the fall.
It's just not in the budget this year.
You don't have to fly first class.
They're glaring at her like, what?
Coach. Business class is slightly less. There's deals on the internet.
Oh my God, these faces are making.
That's amazing.
Potatoes.
You got it. Catherine the Great. 17,
okay, another back home.
96, Empress of Russia,
doing
1762 to 96.
Rory's studying.
Originally named Sophie Frederick.
While Lorelai is fixing her blazer.
With the sewing box.
Married to Grand Duke Peter of Holstein in 1754.
Okay, Rory, seriously.
The marriage was an unhappy one.
Well, there are way too many names. So.
Ow!
Lady with no cards, look at lady with needle and just try to focus for 1 second so that I can sew the button on your sweater and not on my thumb.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'll get it.
Can't she just take off her sweater and do this?
Yeah,
does she have
I don't
to be
know
wearing it? Oh, it's next door neighbor.
Unless she's trying to do a quick fix before she leaves for school.
Ask away. Well, see, Maury just got a call to play a gig at the Village Vanguard.
I haven't seen this lady since her cat died.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cream? Mm-hmm. And sugar, thanks. Anyway, yesterday, Maury and I finally broke down and we got ourselves a new baby, you know?
Oh, honey, you got a kitten. Good for you.
What's its name?
Apricot.
Oh,
it's the cutest thing.
That's a cute name.
But he's so teeny. There's no way he can go with us, and I would hate for him to stay all alone in the house.
Oh, my God. Are they going to watch Apricot?
Maybe Rory.
Of course they are.
And house sit for the evening.
I'd love to.
Oh, great. We got a kitchen full of food, and Maury just got cable, so you can watch those four girls talking dirty if you want to.
Oh, Sex in the City?
You're an angel. Both of you angels. You have a key, right?
I understood that reference.
Oh, great. All right. I'll leave you the number of where we're staying. Have a good time. We'll be back tomorrow morning. I love you, crazy girls. Bye.
Bye. When she first said four girls talking dirty, I was like, Golden Girls?
Of course you jumped at the chance to spend the night away from me.
You're crazy. I'm doing her a favor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure you are.
Mom.
She didn't jump at the chance. Come on.
Worry about me. I'll be just fine.
I'd like to debate you on that last subject, but I'm late for the bus.
That would be fun.
You know, this is only like the second night we've ever spent apart. Does that make you sad?
Yeah, but I'll get over it.
Wow.
Well, Paul and Linda McCartney only spent 11 nights apart their entire relationship. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, they were truly devoted to each other. Just the being apart was too painful to even talk about.
I understand.
I don't think that Linda would have even considered cat sitting without Paul.
You know, Mom, when I go off to college, I'm going to be gone every night. What will you do then?
Well, I will go with you. I will sleep on the floor in your dorm next to your bed.
Well, at least you've got a plan.
Yes. Perhaps you'd like to take a picture of me with you tonight, you know? In case you get lonely, you can talk to it. Bye.
Boom. I know this is not a podcast about the Beatles, but like I said, we were watching that Beatles show, Get Back, that is directed by Peter Jackson on Apple Plus.
Oh, the documentary thing?
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah. Yes. It's just filmed by like these people who basically got like days and days, like weeks of footage, like straight, like weeks of them preparing it for a show and making all the songs for their very last show and last album.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. Like, it's like four parts or something, and they're like 3 hours each. It's really intense.
Oh, so it's like a mini series?
Yeah. And
okay. And it's new? Or is it old?
It's like from last year.
From last year, okay.
Yeah, and it's like incredible and truly
maybe
like...
Maybe I'll watch that today.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. Like, it's really good to just have on as well because it's like them just singing songs and trying to put together the songs from the album. You know, like, Hey Jude and...
Ooh, or I'll have the house to myself. Maybe I should start rewatching Loki season one.
Oh, yeah. We gotta watch that too.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Linda does make an appearance in this, so that's why.
This town has a bus. Oh yeah, okay. Well,
this town does have a bus.
Rory takes the bus. I don't feel like we've ever physically seen the bus.
It says Connecticut Transit on it, and Stars Hollow on the front of it, and there's a man playing a guitar on the street. He looks kind of famous.
Okay,
I don't know.
I think he is.
Okay.
He looks vaguely familiar. I feel like he shows up a bit in episodes to come.
We have seen the bus, Emily. Rory takes the bus.
But, like, have we seen her actually get on and off the bus?
Hi, yes. One time Dean sat with her, remember?
I just wanted to say hello.
Okay. Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
You guys, you're blocking the door with your makeout sesh. Can you guys move?
Please, move.
Wait.
Dean is carrying a bird.
So I can examine its every move.
Wait, I thought she was watching a cat. Whose bird is that?
I thought she was also watching a kitten.
Whose bird is that?
I don't... Do you want me to go back?
Yeah, maybe go back a little bit.
We were talking. Okay, here we go.
We're distracted by the guy with the guitar. And the bus.
Carry your bird, miss.
Hi, I didn't expect to see you here.
Just wanted to say hello.
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 So,
the lady really had to squeeze to get on the bus. Oh my God.
We will be cohabitating for the next month so I can examine its every
Okay,
move.
No, this is a different situation.
It's a school project?
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm house
sitting. Oh, well, this cat's gonna fucking eat it.
I was thinking maybe if the right offer came along, I might be able to keep company.
Well,
I'm off.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I can't.
Could she just get like a bag of flour?
I
thought you were
to work at 5 o'clock. No, 4 on Thursdays. For some reason, Thursdays always.
Oh, is this
really
one of those like taking care of a baby
or an egg? Yeah.
Wow.
What?
That was a little pointed.
Okay, I'm sorry. We are really. I'm so sorry to everybody else. We got a little bit distracted. Oh God. Okay. Here we go.
You want to get some coffee?
I can't. I have to get to work.
I thought you go to work at 5 o'clock.
No, 4 on Thursdays. For some reason, Thursday is always really busy. Lots of oppressed housewives shopping for their husband's dinner.
Wow.
What?
That was a little pointed.
Uh-oh.
What are you talking about?
Well, that crack about the housewives shopping for their husband's dinner.
Well, come on, it was a joke.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty weird joke to hear coming out of your mouth.
You are so sensitive about the whole Donna Reed thing.
I'm not sensitive about it. I just find it ridiculous.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Well, so she cooked a lot.
A lot? She made homemade donuts, chocolate cake, a lamb chop, mashed potato dinner, and enough stew to feed Cambodia all in one episode.
So what?
You really like that concept, don't you?
No, I... Well, yeah, sort of.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's a little over the top, but the general idea of a wife cooking dinner for her husband and family, that's nice. Why is that not nice?
It's not just that. It's the having to have the dinner on the table as soon as the husband gets home, and having to look perfect to do housework, and the whole concept that her one point in life is to serve somebody else.
Fine, yes, but maybe there are two points of view here.
I don't think so.
Well, you just feel that way because your mother feels that way.
Oh,
what?
So I have no opinions of my own?
Oh,
well, if I have no opinions of my own, then I guess I'd be just the kind of girl you like.
Rory, my mom used to make dinner for my dad every day before she started working, and now she even does it on the weekends. So what does that say about her?
It says that she has a choice and Donna Reed didn't.
You do realize that Donna Reed wasn't real, don't you?
Yes, I know she wasn't real, but she represented millions of women that were real and did have to dress like that and act like that. And
please tell me how we get into an argument about the Donna Reed show.
I don't know.
Okay, look, I gotta go to work, so bye.
Dean.
What?
Bird.
He has it in his hand.
Okay.
All right. He's a child, so he really does not understand the dynamics of feminism. I mean, I totally understand why he would only have this point of view, but he can grow. It's just, he doesn't really know any different because that's how he grew up. So obviously,
he grew up watching his mom do it.
Yeah.
All of his life and all of her motherly life.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's a very sweet thing. And that's just how he was raised.
I think they're arguing different points here. I think he's kind of saying he is definitely more from a traditional household where the man works and the woman cooks and prepares the housewife stuff. And some people work with that well, even today, obviously. But I think what Rory is trying to say is, obviously, there's more than that because that is not, like, it's up to a couple to decide how they want to lay out their life. Like, every woman and every man can choose that for themselves. So, like, I think they're just arguing kind of different points of a subject that is not exactly, you know, like, they're not on the same page here, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm sure.
And if this relationship were to continue and he still feels this way later,
well, that's
it would need to be discussed.
Yeah, that's an issue for them, 100%. Because if he feels this way, that the woman should be at home doing this. But I don't think he really said that. I just think he said it would be nice, but it's not necessarily like she should be doing that.
Yeah, like,
you know?
I felt like he
that's
was saying it more
thing.
Of like, it's a nice picture, it's a nice thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
it's the same reverse for us. Like, if a man was doing that and we went off to work every day and we said, oh, it would be really great if a guy did that for us every day and made dinner for us and took care of the kids. But in our heads, it's like a different scenario because we're women and he's a man and he doesn't think about that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, good. I'm just about to leave.
Where back at home.
Rory just got home with her burb.
Paint colors tonight, so it's going to be hours of yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, until my world-famous perseverance wears him down and he winds up in a ball on the floor crying like a girl. Want to come watch?
I'm house-sitting tonight,
she's
remember?
Cutting yeah, up magazines.
Can I have a quick burger?
No, thanks.
For colors? I don't know what she's doing.
What is that?
The chick.
Oh, he's so cute. What's his name?
Case study number 12.
Is that hyphenated?
Oh,
hey, he's adorable.
He's hyphenated.
It's a good bonding with my midterm. Thank you.
All right, I'll name him. Hi, your name is Stanley. Hi, Stanley.
It's a girl.
Oh,
it's a good name for a chicken.
Your name is Stella. Stella's nice, and Stella was married to Stanley.
Call it whatever you want.
Grumpy. What happened?
Gonna get eaten by a cat.
Nothing. Just
oh, it's so cute.
You know what the remedy for a long day is?
I want to hold a chick.
Chicks are so baseball cute. Cap.
I just want to hold
the
one.
Chick here for the night, so the kids
yeah, don't have one. Hold one.
She's already fed, and if she gets too loud, just put her in my room. I'll call you later.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, that's right. She's going to the house to house sit the cat.
Yes.
Not
I'll
fix it. Bringing
I guess she's
it over to their
leave
house.
The bird with Lorelai, which is totally fine. The bird's gonna be fine overnight.
Stella.
Yeah, I mean, if the chicken, if the chick has food and
water, it's fine.
It's fine.
Sort of a French bistro.
Okay, we're at Luke's.
This isn't a French bistro.
She's putting up colors for Luke's. Oh.
Which you usually don't.
Yes, but then I don't have a lot of useless information intruding in my brain.
Thank God.
Now, if you wanted to do more warm, golden Tuscan countryside,
then I'd go to Italy. Here, I'll wrap this.
Just keep it green. Just repaint it green again.
A pastel-y
yeah,
English
the point is just to not have
paint.
It be faded.
Maybe we could add a
just repaint it the same
no
colors.
Stenciling.
It's fine.
Excuse me. Do you even know what stenciling is?
Does Martha Stewart do it?
Yes.
Maybe get some fresh tiles for the backsplash. I don't know.
No stenciling. Ask
not
again.
Pink.
I will.
Oh,
oh,
no,
it's Kirk.
Oh, oh,
what job does he have now?
Let me get
oh,
my...
What do you want, Kirk? Taylor here tells me that you're thinking of painting this place.
That's
get
right.
My notepad.
Is he going to be a painter?
Excuse me, I'd like to hear it from him.
Oh?
You got your pad?
Luke, is that true?
Yes, Kirk, it is true.
Really?
Yes.
And this is your final decision?
I'm afraid it is.
Because it's not too late to...
You heard him. He's painting this place. Pay up.
Oh, no.
He's a gambler.
He's a gambler.
Sorry, man.
That's for yeah. I don't know if that's a job, but he definitely...
No, I don't think it counts.
Ooh, no.
Like
not pink.
Not pink. Pink and blue?
Okay,
absolutely
I
not.
Get it.
Pink would be fine if it wasn't pink and blue. Oh, this kitten is so cute. Oh my God, Lorelai's over there. Oh, it looks like Dude when we first got him.
Oh.
R.I.P. Dude.
Look at this little eating mat.
That is a tiny little cat.
Apricot.
Oh. Do not want to study, Rory. Don't smush the kitten. Okay, she's dialing. Probably up Dean because she wants to continue having this conversation
Hi,
with
is
him.
Is Dean in? This is Rory.
Which is definitely a good idea.
Oh. Well, will you tell him I called? Okay, thanks.
You just need to teach him the right way. Just need to tell him where he's wrong and
no.
Hopefully he'll good. Figure it out.
So I've got all the choices set up, and while any one of them would work, I think this combo is currently my favorite.
Huh. Orange
See?
And green.
Imagine.
Same
this
green.
This would be for the walls, and this would be for the trim, the like edging around the doors and the windows.
Yeah, I know what the trim is.
It's completely okay. Fine.
The colors are actually quite similar to what you have here now,
yes.
But they're just a little richer, a little warmer. What do you think?
Well...
Wait.
That was exactly what we said. Oh, she turned the...
Huh? Little ambiance?
This is a diner.
Lights
we don't
down.
Do ambiance.
All right, one argument at a time. So what do you think?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I have no idea. You like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Nope. So we just came in
doing?
To take a photo of them.
Oh, the town council wanted to do a before and after poster.
Ow.
Oh, God.
That's it. We're closed for the night.
Well, you know, he just said... He just turned the closed... sign
and then close all the blinds so that no one can see it.
It's kind of dumb that the close and open sign is like behind blinds. That is not
yeah. it should be flush against the actual window, not behind the blinds.
Okay,
We both saw it.
You have to take everything off the walls anyway. Now might be a really good time to decide what stuff you're going to keep and what stuff you're going to get rid of.
Everything stays.
Okay. There's a plastic dancing pork chop that says...
Everything stays.
I lost my head over a good chop. You should too.
Everything stays.
Okay. Everything stays.
You know, this place hadn't been painted since my dad was alive?
No.
Oh, wow.
I could tell.
He painted before he opened it.
It shows.
Once more when the roof caved in one winter. I think that's probably it.
The paint lasted a long time. Got his money's worth.
Yeah. He really loved this place, you know?
Yeah.
The store was his life. Mine too, I guess. I spent every minute I wasn't in school in here. I spent a lot of minutes I was supposed to be in school in here too.
How come you opened a diner? Why didn't you keep it a hardware store?
I don't know. I didn't love the hardware business the way my dad did. And, you know, I knew how to cook, so I just thought a diner would be more fun.
He doesn't have a chef. He cooks all the food himself.
I think so.
I just always wanted to work here. Just where Dad did.
God, that's nice. To be so, I don't know, connected to your dad. That's, I would have loved that.
Well, you've got that with Rory.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's true.
You know, I still think there's a spot on the wall somewhere where my dad took an order one day when he ran out of paper.
Really? Where?
I don't know. Behind the counter, maybe. And next to the door?
No one's allowed behind the counter.
There it is, on the ground.
Here it is.
Weird that it would be on the ground, but okay.
Phillips head screwdriver.
And three boxes of nails in assorted sizes.
Wow.
I've seen it from time to time. Yeah, well, I guess it is time for a little spruce.
Now they're on the ground together.
It is.
Very romantic.
Let's not spruce this particular spot.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Now they're staring longingly at each other.
Oh,
there was a slight lean in. I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it too. Oh, no.
What the fuck is happening? Oh, my God.
Taking photos like they're paparazzi.
Pastels? Okay, the blinds magically reopened. So.
Oh, now they're really close. He's looking at her hair, now at her face.
Oh.
I should go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they're just picking the paint tonight. They're not actually starting to paint.
It's going
to
be great.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Or he's going to do it.
See ya.
Oh. Okay. Lane.
Yo.
Wow.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well.
I have discovered that in addition to my lameness in geometry, I also will not become a biologist, French translator, or Civil War buff.
Well, I guess that just leaves bass player for the Foo Fighters.
I also wouldn't rule out keyboardist in the Susie and the Banshees reunion tour.
I like that you keep an open mind.
So what's up?
I need to borrow a CD.
Which one?
The weird one.
I need more information.
I don't know which one it is, but I'd know it if I saw it.
Okay, well, let's have a look.
Wow, Lynn's got a pretty big room.
So, we have
her CDs are
rock,
in a
progressive rock, pretty boy,
a loose floorboard.
Bon Jovi, Duran Duran, The Wallflowers, Bush.
You got it. Next,
punk, new wave, German.
She went to the other side of the bed to another loose floorboard.
Soundtracks.
This is pretty great.
System. Anything yet?
Nope. Sorry.
Okay, well, over there we have jazz vocals, classical, country, rockabilly, Sinatra, the Capitol years. Oh, wait! The miscellaneous section.
Hey, that sounds right.
Oh, my goodness.
William Shatner. Is this the one where he sings Tambourine Man?
And Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
William Shatner sings them?
Hey, that's it.
Can I? Take it.
These are adorable. Her
so, what are you
CD
doing?
Collection. So cute.
I'm not completely sure yet. Okay. Well, I want details.
That was one of the most non-cringy interactions with Lane I think we've ever had.
You know, that was very good. And the CDs hidden in the floorboards. Nice touch.
Very cute. Okay, Lorelai just walked home, all dancy prancy. Your puffer
probably
coat.
A little buzzed.
And the chick is gone.
What?
Oh, no. Okay. Stella, do something. Show yourself. Molt or chirp or something. Oh, this is so not funny. Not funny. Not funny. Stella?
Oh, this is unbelievable. All day long, just chirps like a maniac, top of her lungs. And now, nothing.
Silence. Marcel Marceau chicken. Okay, that's okay. I can fix this. We can fix this. I'm going to make this better. I'm going to fix... Hello?
Okay. Yeah. Where could this thing have
Stella
gone?
Stella got out, and I don't know, do I put seed on the floor? Do I make cheeping sounds? Or do I pull a Lucy Ricardo and walk like a chicken so she thinks I'm her mother?
Who the hell is this?
What do you mean, who is this? It's Lorelai. Who else would call you looking for her baby chick?
You're right. I'm the idiot. Go on.
Could you come over here, please, and help me?
Asking Luke to come?
Yeah, okay. I'll be right over.
And the house is hers tonight. She can have sex with Luke.
She sure could.
He's there. God, she pulled him in.
Oh my god,
that was sexy.
Okay, the last sighting was here by the InStyle magazine. But then she burrowed through the glamour
she
and
knows
jumped
where she
over
is.
The Cosmo and knocked over a brand new bottle of nail polish.
What?
So all I can tell you at this point is if there was any doubt that this chick was a girl, well, there isn't anymore. Okay, there she is.
Jeez, oh my god. Oh.
Stella.
She's underneath the
couch. You do have a chick
couch
in here.
Yeah. I told you I had a chick loose in here. There she goes by the kitchen!
Don't
step on her!
No, she
don't step
right
on her!
Well, she's being graded, so let's not squash her.
Tell her to watch where she's going.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I think this would be a good time to take a break.
Okay.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And we're back. Okay, looks like there's a phone call to someone. I believe it is Rory.
Hello?
I wasn't sure.
Oh no, what's Rory wearing?
Still wanted me to come over.
Oh, I do. I do. I absolutely do.
Are you sure?
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm
she's wearing a bump it.
And completely.
I could see through her hair.
Yeah, a little. But I did appreciate the enthusiasm.
Oh no.
So, how long until you get here?
Actually, not long at all.
Why, where are you?
Right outside.
She's in the short house. Oh my god.
Yep.
She's dressed up like a 50s housewife.
Honey, you're home.
Oh god, why did she do this? This is so weird.
Well, say something.
Matching orange shoes and a matching orange dress.
What, you don't like it?
It's very cute, actually.
No, I
but
do.
It is actually very adorable.
Got a large circumference.
It does. She's wearing a crinoline and everything. Where the heck did she get that?
I don't know. Oh god, Maury has to walk under that door?
Yeah, he does.
He's so
There's
tall.
Candles everywhere. Yeah, she's made them dinner.
Thank you.
What You're the awful. Heck?
Rory's definitely making a statement of some kind.
He almost hit that doorway. He's so way too tall.
Oh, just some appetizers before dinner.
For dinner?
Ritz crackers with cheese
out?
On top.
Nope.
Ordering pizza?
Nope.
So?
I made you dinner.
Excuse me?
Steak, green beans, mashed potatoes.
Wait, you made me dinner?
That's right.
She's definitely wearing a bumpet.
You made me dinner.
And dessert.
Okay, what is going on here?
I'm sorry, I thought it was obvious. It's Donna Reed night.
What?
I swear she went over there.
I don't know what her angle
we
is here.
Still haven't caught the chick. I mean, I'm sure we'll find out soon enough.
Nothing.
Well, then she went under the chair and went through a hole in the floor.
There is no hole in the floor.
Well, maybe there was a hole in the floor, and then she crawled through it and fixed it.
So she's a super intelligent chick with great physical and deductive skills.
Yes.
Well, this is not a chick I
want. Don't open any doors.
Hey, look, what did you mean earlier?
What are you talking about?
When you got here, you made some comment about me not really having a chick in the house. I mean, if I didn't have a chick here, why did you think I was calling?
No, I thought you were calling about the chick.
Didn't seem like it.
Maybe it didn't seem like it, but it was.
I wouldn't question that at all.
Was what I thought. Can we just keep looking?
Okay.
Thought that she wanted to have you over.
I just still think.
There she is.
Where?
Oh. There.
Behind the chair. Oh.
Careful.
Well?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, back with Rory and Dean.
You can say it's perfect.
It's perfect.
Thank you. How's it really?
It's perfect.
Yeah?
It's amazing. I mean, I've never had
anyone make better for me. She made roast and potatoes and green beans.
Except my mom, and believe me, it's not the same.
Thank you, my love.
I'm extremely glad to hear that. Wait, you want to save room for dessert, right?
Oh, that's right. So, what's for dessert?
Can I drink it?
Lime Fantasy Supreme.
Which is...
Whoa! Oh my gosh! That glass is like the size of a punch bowl!
It's a coupe glass.
Green, jello, and Cool Whip.
That's an extra large coupe glass.
Yeah. Just gotta be really careful putting it down.
I forgot to make the rolls.
What?
I was gonna make rolls.
Well, that's okay.
I can't believe I forgot them.
You can still make rolls.
What are you doing?
Oh, she's banging the crescents out.
Hold on. Come on.
Oh.
We really don't need rolls.
Donna Reed would have never forgotten the rolls. They're gonna make me turn in my pearls.
She's even wearing pearls. Okay, now they're kissing.
Okay. What's happening here?
I promise I'll kick anyone's butt who comes near those pearls.
They didn't resolve their conversation, but it seems that she wants to make him happy. So, you know, there's that.
As really amazing as this whole thing was, I mean, the music, the outfit, the dinner. I hope you know that I don't expect you to be Donna Reed. And I don't want you to be Donna Reed. That's not what I meant. This just totally got blown out of proportion. I'm actually pretty happy with you.
I know, and I appreciate that. But aside from this actually being fun, I did a little research on Donna Reed.
Feminist icon Donna Reed.
Look. See, she did do the whole, like, milk and cookies, wholesome, big skirt thing. But aside from that, she was an uncredited producer and director on her television show, which made her one of the first women television executives.
There you go.
Actually pretty impressive.
Well, I'm glad this turned out to be such a positive experience for you.
It has been. And even though I'll probably never get the feeling back in my left little toe, I'd do it again.
Yeah?
Someday. But for now, I better get these dishes.
Me in my wedding shoes.
Oh, well, I'll help.
Sorry. You're a man. You can't help for another 15 years.
Okay, well then, as the man, I will do what the man is supposed to do.
Go bowling?
Take out the trash.
Yes.
She's never going anywhere ever again.
They got the chick. There we go.
Super glue on the bottom of the cage. That would be bad, right? I mean, I know staples are bad.
How did she get out in the first place?
Estella.
Oh.
She didn't.
You don't have to do that.
That stuff is sharp. I want to get it out of the way.
Well, thanks for helping.
Because you broke a lamp. Well, I broke the lemon lamp. Oh, the boy's taking out the trash.
Both at the same time, Luke and Dean.
Hi.
They're seeing each other.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
You first.
I'm looking for a chick.
Yeah, me too.
You're not.
Neither are you.
Hey, Luke, is there...
Oh, Lorelai just saw Dean.
Dean.
Lorelai, hi.
Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah.
Well,
Oh.
Hey, the Jell-O's doing this weird melty thing, and I... Oh, Mom.
That's what she needed to come out?
Aww.
Lorelai's
face! Put it back in the fridge!
Nothing, she, well, we ate dinner, you know, steak and beans.
Canned. This is like a cake.
Canned. Not fresh.
No.
No.
And potatoes.
From a box.
But they were still good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ooh, this is weird.
Oh,
Doing some kinky things.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Looking for a chick. Yeah. We're going to take 50 selfies.
Thanks for dinner.
Like,
you're welcome.
Oh. They're on some kinky chicken hunt, and they're on some weird kinky 50s foreplay scenario.
I love it.
What is happening?
You're going to have your boyfriend over. But what is with the apron?
It's a long story.
Did it involve a sharp blow to the head?
Yes. Check on Apricot.
It did.
Oh my god. I just saw the pearls.
I'm going in now.
Oh my god.
You know what? I'm going inside too. Because I have to write down all the ways I'm going to torture you about that outfit.
Good night.
Could I just get a picture though? Because
it's pretty intense outfit.
Visual aids would really help. Oh, the shoes. I'm dying.
They match. They're orange pumps. Orange.
Yeah, of course they match. You have to match your heels
Mom,
with your dress.
Where do you find those?
What? No.
She was on the couch when I came out, and now nowhere.
Now the cat's missing.
We are not animal people, period.
We know that. What happened with the gerbil or whatever?
What gerbil?
The one they were talking about.
We have had this discussion
the
before,
Michelle. You are being unreasonable.
Know that episode where they wanted to get the dog.
This is a simple request.
You are asking me to compromise my artistic and my culinary values.
Michelle wanted...
For some reason, we are at work now with Sookie. Sookie and Michelle. I don't know what happened to the cat. Okay.
An egg white
these are yes. quite the transitions happening in this episode.
Why?
It's a little
Why
bit
am
mess.
I a crazy man? I didn't have time for breakfast this morning. So very nicely, I asked her to make me an egg white omelette, cooked very dry with some tomatoes, mushroom, maybe little chives, and she gives me this.
What is this?
Looks
a
beautiful.
A goat cheese, pancetta, cooked in a sheer yellow.
Yum. Mm. Yum. Mm.
I don't eat dairy or meat. You know this.
I am a chef, Michelle. It is my job to make food that tastes good.
And you do, sister.
But I can't eat like that and look like her.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
That would kill you.
Gotta go someday.
But someday, this will all catch up to you. You'll become the balloon lady, and with the luck of God, I will be here to enjoy it.
You said that right in front of Sookie.
You make a good egg white omelet.
I know.
Ah. Who wants to hear about my night?
Oh, me.
Well, it started with Rory's baby chick getting loose in the house, and ended with Rory and I up at 1 a.m. looking for Maury and Babette's new kitten, who we found asleep in the piano.
Oh!
That's very Wild Kingdom of you.
Yeah, I'm like the Marlon Perkins of St. Paul.
You want some coffee?
That's the cutest thing I've ever
heard. So how's Rory's chick?
Better than my lemon lamp.
What's the matter with your lemon lamp?
Luke killed it.
On purpose?
Oh, I can't prove it, but I will.
What was Luke doing there?
Well, they called him when I got home, and Stella wasn't there.
Stella is the chick?
Yes.
I like that name.
Oh, streetcar named Desire.
Yeah. Vivian Lee or Jessica Tandy?
Hello, Tandy.
Of course. Continue.
So, I evaluated the situation in my usual calm, cool, collected manner. Hmm. And then I called Luke to help me track her down.
That's when he broke the lamp?
Yeah, he's not very graceful. You know, he said the weirdest thing.
May I break your lamp?
Well, he got there and I was looking for Stella. And he said, oh, you really do have a baby chick loose in the house. Like, I made that up? Or, I don't know.
Well.
Well, what?
Well, you call someone, it's, can you come over and help me look for my loose chick? It's a little
what?
Sounds a little like code for I'm not wearing any underwear.
That's not the code for I'm not wearing any underwear.
It's what it sounds like, but okay.
Sookie, you're not serious.
Look, the first time Jackson and I...
Oh,
yes.
Oh.
I called him and told him I had a bat in my attic.
What?
You do have a bat in your attic.
So he came over and we went in the attic and he knew there was no bat and I knew there was no bat. We pretended to look for it and then when we couldn't find the bat, we went downstairs and had a bottle of wine and...
So you're saying Luke...
That is why I said, are they going to have sex tonight? Because she literally said, she just left Luke's and called him again and was like, come over and help me find this chick.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so you want to have sex with Luke?
We were all aware of this. Except for Lorelai. Lorelai was the only one who wasn't getting the picture.
Okay.
Thought I made up a crazy story about having some chick loose in the house. Just to get him in bed?
Not just to get him in bed, but maybe he thought you wanted to see him and you didn't know how to say it.
That's nuts.
A woman asking a man to come over late at night to her house, come on.
Yeah, but this is Luke we're talking about.
Uh-huh. Why did you call him?
Because I needed help.
Yeah, why didn't you call me?
Because I assumed you would be with Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Well, I did.
Why didn't you call Rory?
Because she would have been furious to find out that Stella was missing.
Why didn't you call Patty? She raises chickens.
Sookie.
Or Andrew. He lives right around the corner, doesn't he?
What is your point?
My point is that you called Luke. Out of
wow.
all the people
calling
in
her
town
out.
That you could have called that would have come over and dropped whatever they were doing, you called Luke.
Because I had just been with him. We were picking out paint samples. He was on my mind. It was purely a timing thing.
Picking out paint samples?
Yes.
for Luke's place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you can eat together.
Once again, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which I believe
there's
is
so idea. Much food on
okay,
this
okay, so
table.
Now the fact that I suggested so eating Luke's diner also means that I wanted to get him in bed. All of a sudden, I'm trying to get any poor, unsuspecting person in bed with me. I'm
no.
like Michael Douglas.
Lorelai, this...
I just... Thank you for the omelet.
Oh, no. She's getting super
no,
defensive.
Honey, I'm sorry. I don't want you to be mad. Don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad. I'm tired.
Okay.
All right.
She's freaking out.
Luke is a really nice man.
Bye, Suki.
She's literally never thought of this or doesn't want to for whatever reason, which is wild because I don't see what's wrong with dating Luke. Maybe because she's
there's
the one
nothing that, wrong.
You know yeah. what it is? I bet you she does not want to destroy this relationship that they have because they go there every single day and they're good as friends. And she doesn't want to be like, if we date, it's going to get weird. And of course, they're going to say this in the future. But if they yeah. date and they break up, that's a problem. So you cannot have that. And she's yep. like, we're fine now. That's what it
yeah.
is. Okay, we are at Grandma's yeah. now.
Hey, Lorelai.
Hey, we thought maybe the doorbell wasn't working.
Come in.
We were ringing it and nobody... I guess we'll just come in.
And that would be the same as what we were paying for our old place?
Exactly the same.
Except for the grounds fees.
Well, the grounds fee is higher.
But the grounds are larger, Richard.
I'm just trying to get all the information, Emily.
All the information is that this is our last chance to go to Martha's Vineyard for the season. That's all the information.
Emily, Richard.
I realize the position we are in, but this is a business transaction.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Richard, Emily.
As a business transaction, one in which money goes out and we receive certain goods and services.
And he's patronizing me. How lovely.
Emily, Richard.
I must treat this conversation with the same care and devotion to detail I would any conversation that would be considered a business transaction. Kindly allow me to do so.
Richard, Emily, please.
Goodness, you startled me.
Jesus, man.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to say that I'm sure we could negotiate the grounds fee.
Well, that'll be fine.
Good. I'll get into this right now and I'll get
Richard,
back.
Emily, please.
Hey, John.
Yes, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Emily, maybe you should marry somebody named Richard. Okay.
Why?
Because of the show, Emily.
That canary
the show.
You ate is going to spoil your dinner.
What's going on?
I'll take it
well,
into consideration.
I just secured a place on Martha's Vineyard.
Really? That's great.
I thought you lost your old place.
We did.
Want to marry a man named Richard so we could fight about staying in Martha's Vineyard.
Exactly.
He'd been drinking.
So we got on the phone and snatched that place up.
Oh, it's a fine piece of property.
They bought
Much
it.
Better view than our usual place.
The both of you are going directly to hell. I hope you know that.
Well, at least we'll be well rested.
Touché.
I am so thrilled about this.
She anyway, is.
The two of you must come up for the weekend. It is so lovely. Rory would just love it.
Do it. It's very nice in Martha's Vineyard.
The only drawback.
We can go there too, Emily.
We had to rent the place furnished, and Arthur had dreadful.
We can. Where is it? Where's Martha's Vineyard?
It's near Cape Cod. It's like south
Pink
of Cape
and
Cod.
Pink and green. Horrible. It's just horrible.
Well, he's dead now.
It's
so
an
he
island.
Got his.
Oh. Lorelai, you're being morbid.
I'm being morbid?
New subject, please.
Joan and Melissa Rivers here think I'm being morbid.
Rory, what's new in your life?
Nothing. Just school, homework.
Aprons.
Do not go there.
What do you mean, aprons?
Nothing. I was just teasing her.
About aprons?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's not important.
Then humor me.
Nothing. Rory just dressed up in a cute apron the other day, and so I was teasing her about it.
Why did you get dressed up in an apron?
Well... We've decided to give up on that pesky Harvard dream and focus on something more realistic. Mom, Dad, Rory's decided to become a maid, just
oh
like
God.
I was.
Oh my God.
Is that funny?
It's not.
It was funny.
What would have possessed you to say such a thing?
And in front of Rory.
I was kidding.
God, my heart stopped.
Jesus
Christ.
Why don't
Christ. You tell him about your bird? That seems like a safe subject.
Your bird?
Yeah, it's for school. Each of us have to follow a chick through its entire growth process. Everything has to be logged. Eating habits, sleeping
what?
Habits.
What?
That's crazy.
Until it's
she
a chicken?
Thank God Luke found her.
Luke found her?
No, I what? Think for like a month,
Rory
yeah.
Rory said that Luke found her.
You gonna be back for the apron thing? Sorry.
Did the bird get loose in Luke's diner?
No.
No.
The bird got loose at home.
Your home?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh my God. So I'm already so annoyed by this conversation.
Madrid, the 12th.
Wow.
I think there's a nice edition of Cervantes in it for you.
Gracias.
What was Luke doing at your house?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, there's no ice. I'll get some.
She's wanting to get a drink.
He was helping me find the bird, Mom.
Really?
Yes, really.
And how did he know that the bird was missing? What, was he strolling by your house and he heard your plaintive cries for help?
Oh my
or
God.
Or the helpless chief of a chick in trouble?
I called him, Mom. Okay. I called him and asked him to come over and help me find the bird, okay?
It seems like this man is always around when you're in trouble.
He's a good friend.
Oh, and he came with the grandpa at the hospital.
Lorelai, I'm getting a little tired of being lied to.
Apparently we do.
This man was at
Emily's catching on to this.
To the hospital
I literally
you.
Just
the
said
male
that.
Lead in every story you tell. You go to the diner every single day. I've seen the way he looks at you, the way you look at him. I'm not a fool.
Mom, please.
Why do you treat me like I don't have a clue in the world as to what is going on in your life? Now, I'm asking you as a favor, if you have any respect for me at all as your mother, just tell me. Do you have feelings for this man?
I like Lorelai's shirt.
Me too.
I don't know. Maybe I do. I haven't given it that much thought.
Hmm. Maybe give it more
maybe
thought.
Maybe I do. Thank you.
Think about it.
I'm glad you were finally honest with me. Now we can discuss what on earth you could possibly be thinking.
Oh, all right. That was a good end to that conversation.
It really was. Honestly, okay, so I know we only have a few minutes left of this episode, but I really would like to say the fact that they're throwing this in our face with Luke and Lorelai in the beginning. I mean, we're more than midway through season one of Gilmore Girls. I know that Luke and Lorelai are endgame, which means that there is so much stuff that is gonna happen between them getting together and probably breaking up and then getting back together again in the future, because there's a lot of episodes of this show, so I'm just saying it
many seasons,
but this is very fun to watch. Okay, what's going on here?
We love the chase.
It's that singer again. Is this man?
So you're sure we need this?
This guy starts showing up in future. I don't know what his purpose is.
He's better than the La La La's, Emily. He's better.
Well, yeah, all right. I'll give him that. Although I do love the La La La's.
And Luke are bringing all the paint to the house.
I guess we're ready.
Yes, we are.
Only thing left to do is figure out when.
How about Friday?
It's a lot of paint.
I mean,
my God.
Stuff sitting around. You do need a lot of paint. Paint goes bad, but judging by the smell of it when it's fresh, rotten paint would be really gross.
Don't you have dinner with your folks on Friday?
Well, yeah, but I can get out early for a special occasion.
Friday it is.
Good.
Okay. This is happening.
Hey. Oh, okay.
All right. Think you got She's met up with Rory on the street.
I tried to tell him. So, dinner, thoughts?
Let's have some.
How about Chinese?
Sounds good.
Okay, I need to stop at the market.
Let's have
get
some.
Fruit. Why? I think I'm getting scurvy.
Because
really?
You don't
yeah.
eat
well,
fruit.
Well, that or a cold, but either way.
Because you fruit. Don't eat fruit or fiber.
Right? How are their bowels?
They're a scourge.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Loud.
The counselor man is there.
Ban them from town.
Maybe we should
talk about the motorcycles
and ban all unwelcome.
Doesn't Dean have a motorcycle?
Well, no, we couldn't do that. That would be illegal.
Darn laws.
Darn laws. Xenophobic laws. Okay.
Who has a... Oh!
There's a bike. Is Dean on that bike?
Oh, no. I know who it is.
No.
Ratio, Andrew's transmission.
There's a man, isn't it?
No. Why not?
Oh,
that Lorelai's gonna date?
Do I know who it is?
Is it Mr. Molina?
Mr. Molina doesn't have a motorcycle.
Hi.
Who is it?
My shirt.
Oh.
What?
What? Oh, is this Rory's dad?
Christopher.
Just in time to fuck things up with Luke.
Oh, shit!
And your
this guy's
mom
very cute.
Not saying anything about as loud as a person can.
Hello.
Word. Huh. Perhaps there's a phrase in my future. Okay, why is that man staring at me?
That's Taylor Dosey. He owns the market. He knows all and sees all.
So, what's with the just showing up, Mr. Spontaneity guy?
Well, my folks are back in Connecticut, so I'm here to see them. And on the way, I thought I'd stop by and surprise the Gilmore girls. Are you surprised?
Oh, the teeniest feather could knock me in the gutter.
So where would somebody find some place to stay around here?
Stay? Really? You're staying?
I'm thinking about it.
Oh,
yikes. Sweetie.
I don't think
oh
you're
my god, the guy who plays Michelle
just,
looks
I'm
so different now.
Oh my god, can I see?
Look at this picture.
Wow. I love that outfit.
Yeah.
Okay. So Christopher is thinking of sticking around and... Oh my god. Okay.
Why don't you stay with us for a couple days?
Oh, thanks, Laura. Right.
You know I'm there.
Hey, hop on.
He's gonna
hop
stay off. With them for a few days.
Hop on.
Hop off.
Lorelai.
Hop on.
She's gonna get on the motorcycle. At least he had a helmet for her.
Is this the first time?
I've never seen Christopher.
Okay.
He's driving off.
Christopher.
Oh man.
Christopher.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
I'm in fucking shock right now, man. This is so much. Oh my god, this episode was so good. This is a 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 chicks.
Really?
Absolutely. 10? 10, Emily. This was such a fucking good episode. Everything about it was hands down A+. A+, everything. I loved it.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Wow, Alice,
even the dad
so
showing
jazzed.
Up at the end.
I found out who the guitarist is. It's Grant Lee Phillips.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
What are your thoughts about this episode?
I mean, I thought it was really good. It was a little aggressive in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but and some weird transitions here and there. But I thought it was very fun looking for the chick and looking for the cat, and the whole Rory wearing a 50s outfit was pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how much I love Luke. So that was pretty fun. And Christopher showing up was pretty shocking. Even though I've seen season one already, but you know, it's been eons, so I don't remember anything. All right. Well, what do I want to rate this one? I'm going to rate this one. Nine orange heeled pumps out of 10.
It's a good one.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
I was getting a little annoyed when Emily was being very nosy about Luke being at Lorelai's house.
I loved that. I loved it.
The way it closed out was good because it got Lorelai to kind of
think about it.
Yes. Yes. And the whole Suki questioning, like, well, you did ask him over in the middle of the night, and that usually means.
Honestly, every moment of this episode was enjoyable for me, and that's why it got a 10.
Yeah. As it should. It was a very good episode. Very good episode.
Amy Sherman-Palladino, man.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, so far, like I said, season one is going so well. And that is probably why people really love this show, because you get hooked. And I can imagine that it's not going to stick in the same level, the caliber that it's been going. But it's okay. That's for the future. We're just going to enjoy it while it's still.
That's for future us to worry about.
Yeah, like future years down the line, me and you.
Oh, gosh. I know. We're already going to be... We're not even going to finish season one before the year is done. I don't think.
No. Absolutely not. No.
No. Because there's like 26 episodes or something, you said?
There's a lot. Let's see.
I think it was like 26.
There's 21.
No, 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're definitely not finishing this before the year's out. All right. Well, that was season one, episode 14 of Gilmore Girls. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow our social media, we have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch. So please check that out. But thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.